This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations nuclear watchdog says uranium of a man-made origin has been discovered at a location in Iran not declared to the agency. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The revelation from the International Atomic Energy Agency is the first time it has acknowledged in a report that allegations made by the US and Israel against Iran are true. The experts, though, have not identified the site in the confidential quarterly report distributed to member states and seen by the Associated Press. However, Israel and the US say the site is on the outskirts of Tehran, a location previously described by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as a secret atomic warehouse. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The former British Army officer and founder of an NGO that trains the Syria Civil Defense Group has been found dead outside his home in Istanbul. Meanwhile, Turkey is moving forward with plans to deport captured Islamic State fighters to the West. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reports.
A key backer of Syria's White Helmets search and rescue group has been found dead outside his home in Istanbul. James LeMessurier was the founder of Mayday Rescue, which provides training to White Helmets first responders. The outfit is famous for rushing into airstrikes in Syria to pull out the wounded. How the former British Army officer died in Turkey is not yet known. One security source said he appears to have fallen from his balcony and is being treated as a suicide. A separate diplomatic source said the cause was unclear.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. Australian authorities have declared a state of emergency because of wildfires across a broad strip of Australia's east coast, including Sydney. They're urging residents in high-risk areas to evacuate. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Romania's pro-European Union president, Klaus Iohannis, has taken a lead in the presidential elections, but we'll likely have to face a runoff vote later this month. A runoff between the top two candidates will be held November 24th. Boeing hopes to resume deliveries of its 737 MAX jet to airlines in December and win regulatory approval to restart commercial service with the plane in January. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The company spelled out several steps that it needs to complete before the grounded plane can carry passengers again. Pilot training is the big issue, an area where Boeing failed when it introduced the plane in 2017. The timetable that the company laid out today would allow it to generate cash by delivering planes even before the FAA approves new training material for pilots. Two big U.S. customers, Southwest and American, say they don't expect the MAX to carry passengers until early March. I'm Shelley Adler.
Tens of thousands of people answered the call of nationalist groups on Monday in Poland, marching in Warsaw to mark the country's Independence Day. The Independence Day march has been growing in size since the nationalist Law and Justice Party came to power in 2015. It won a second term last month with 44% of the vote. The party has called for a revival of nationalist and Catholic values and a rejection of Western liberalism. In a highly unusual move, the tiny West African nation of Gambia on Monday filed a lawsuit against Myanmar, accusing it of perpetrating a genocide on ethnic Rohingya Muslims, which forced hundreds of thousands to flee the Asian nation. With the full support of the 57-member Organization for Islamic Cooperation, Gambia filed the case at the International Court of Justice. It's the United Nations' leading court in dealing with disputes between nations. A ruling could take years. In the interim, the lawyers are seeking what's known as provisional measures. That's an order demanding Myanmar to stop harming the Rohingyas while the court considers the full case. The judges at the Hague-based court could rule on that as early as next month. President Trump has appeared at the New York City Veterans Day parade, paying tribute to the nation's armed forces.
Today we come together as one nation to salute the veterans of the United States Armed Forces, the greatest warriors to ever walk the face of the earth.
And stargazers witnessed a rare celestial event on Monday. Mercury passed directly across the face of the sun, the solar system's smallest planet and closest to the sun. Mercury won't make the next such transit until 2032. For those who couldn't see the event directly, the United States Space Agency, NASA, live-streamed the images, which took about 5.5 hours. Mercury appeared as a little black dot on the sun. Marissa Melton, VOA News.